Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ever get on an email chain like late, someone adds you to it, and then you see the previous emails that you weren't on? You know, it's a dangerous thing sometimes because there could be something said about you prior to that, and then you look at it like, oh, crap, I wasn't supposed to see this. Look at what this jerk said about me. Now, that's not what happened to me yesterday, but this did happen, and I saw an email I wasn't supposed to see because I wasn't on it, and there were suggestions for the boat party specialized drinks. So I got added to this thing later about some other thing. But previously, down in this chain between two people, someone said we should have some specialized Casamigos drinks, Boomer and Geo drinks. Do you have any ideas?
I have a great idea. We could either do... Oh, do you want to keep going? Just keep
going. Well, here you go. Hold on. Right. The ideas will come.
Yes.
So
right.
Two ideas were suggested by this one person who works here.
Okay.
And I wanted to tell you these ideas. Now, I might be speaking out of turn here, but I don't care. So one of the suggestions that was made was the Eddie Scazzeri Bloody Mary. And then they wrote, well, Bloody Marys aren't really made with tequila, so that probably won't work. But the Eddie Scazzeri Bloody Mary. The other one was the Jerry Recco Suave Agave. Now, I thought to myself, these are two horrendous ideas. I mean, really, really bad ideas. Are they not? I mean, they're really bad ideas.
So we're looking to come up with our own mint julep type of thing.
Yeah.
Like, I got the perfect drink for it.
Okay.
So whose ideas were these?
This was Bob Gelb. Bob Gelb reached out with these ideas.
Well, why is he reaching out? Well, why is he getting involved?
This is not his lane. Apparently he thinks that it is. But he kind of took himself out of the lane with those two suggestions. And the best part about those was nobody responded to that. Like, once he suggested that, it just went in a different direction. Like,
the Suave Agave.
The Jerry Recco. The Jerry Recco Suave Agave and the Eddie Scazzeri Bloody Mary. All right, so what's your idea?
My idea would be one of two drinks that would involve tequila. One of my favorite drinks would be a Long Island South Cider.
Oh.
You could do it with vodka, but this I like doing it with the tequila. The tequila gives it a really unique taste. And you have some mint leaves in there, a little lemon X, a little shot of soda, and you're mixing it with, of course, Casamigos Blanco tequila.
Perfect.
The other one we could do, you've heard of a Moscow Mule in a copper cup with ginger beer and lime and vodka. That's a Moscow Mule.
Yeah.
We could do the Mexican Mule.
The Mexican Mule
would be the tequila with the ginger beer and the lime in the copper cup.
The Bayshore Mule.
Yeah, we could do that. Something along that line. Something easy that's easy to make. It goes quick and it tastes great.
Yeah, okay, very good.
So nothing like a Long Island South Cider after a round of golf.
Yeah, or we can give somebody an entire bottle of tequila, tell them to drink it, and we'll call it the Al Dukes Pukes.
That I like. That could be a T-shirt.
Maybe that'll be the next Bob Gelb suggestion. Just let's try to rhyme our names into some sort of drink. That was like back in the day when we first started doing stuff on WFAN.com. Every alliteration was everybody's thing, you know. Like, so they made me do. This was back when I was a producer. The Giannotti Grumble. I was like, everything had to be GG, you know, like everything was alliteration. So it'd be like the boomer boom of the day, the, you know, whatever it is. You know, it was like
boomer lowers the boom.
Boomer lowers the boom.
So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
This Giannotti Grumble.
Yeah.
Do you remember any of those?
I do. Yeah.
Like, give me an idea. What was the Giannotti Grumble?
I used to complain about things, which I, you know, I'm adept at.
You do very well.
Yeah, I used to complain about things. I used to, so this video thing goes all the way back to then, like pre this building, back in Astoria when I was producing shows, and I'd go back there and do a Giannotti Grumble. I remember complaining about Bernie Williams playing the guitar at one point. I was sick of seeing him play the guitar.
Sound like Al Dukes now.
Yeah, I did. I was like, you know, you're a center fielder. You're not a musician.
He's a pretty damn good musician.
Yeah, I've changed my tune on that as I've gotten older. I also remember Freddie Says. Remember that guy used to bang on the pot at the Yankee games?
Oh, yes.
So there was some dispute about him getting free tickets or something to games, and like the Yankees stopped giving him tickets, and that was in the paper. And I remember screaming about, why does this guy get free tickets? Because he bangs on a pot? I was like, big deal. I was like, you know, pay for the tickets like everybody else. I remember being a Giannotti Grumble.
Okay.
It was just a lot of complaining about things.
And these were videos?
They were videos, yeah. I used to go back into... Yeah, and then they even... So when then I got hired in Pittsburgh, they wanted me to do it there, too. Because, like, they saw this and were like, oh, you should do that here. Yeah, but I mean...
I think that would be great digital content for us.
I'm not doing that anymore. I got 4 hours to grumble about whatever the hell I want.
Yeah, but the problem is we never share a video from here.
Well, we do.
Some.
Yeah, Giannotti Grumble. Yeah, look, there's a couple.
It's still up there?
There's...
It never leaves.
No, there's one from Pittsburgh, like October 22nd, 2010.
What were you bitching about?
Oh, my God. Who knows? You probably can't even get this.
Why are all the colors always black and yellow here?
Yeah, right. What is it with... Yeah, I was just basically Andy Rooney at that point. Why does everything have to be black and gold? Aren't we sick of black and gold? Can't it be gold and black at some point? Let's just give it a try. Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember what the hell that was about. It says all about Greg grumbles this week about all the hoopla with violent hits in football.
Hoopla?
Who the hell knows what I was doing?
Look at that. You're ahead of the game. Like, you remember they used to have for the CBS NFL Today, we used to have like the quarter pounder of the week from McDonald's. And then all of a sudden, you know, because of the concussions and everything else, the big hit of the week was gone. Null and void.
Right.
Big hit. And that's probably what you were talking about.
Maybe. Who the hell? I don't
know. Maybe you're like upset that, you know, we're showing this violence on TV and how are we impacting our kids? What about the children?
No. I do not. That would have never been me. I can't stand when people call. What about the kids? I'm like, stop it. Will you just stop it? Yeah, so anyway, Chicken Parm Lou is probably like rubbing himself with marinara sauce right now, thinking about bringing back the Giannotti Grumble. Lou, I'm not doing it.
Digital.
Yeah. Right. He's melting mozzarella on his face right now. I'm not doing it. All right?
Speaking of mozzarella, are we having a bread tasting or not for our Boomer and Geo sandwich?
The bread dude is coming tomorrow.
Oh,
okay,
yes.
Perfect.
Okay, good.
All right, great. Do you know any more details about how many breads we are sampling?
I do not.
Okay. All right,
I will not be sampling a lot of it. You'll be doing most of it.
See what?
I'll have some of it.
That's not all in.
Eat the goddamn bread.
That's not all in.
Just have a little.
That is not all in.
You're going to be shoving bread right down your throat.
Exactly. You're Mr. All In. You're not all in.
Right. I know. This whole Gunner wedding thing has really gotten to your head. You're fine now. You look thin. You look all right. All right. Enough. Eat the bread.
Let's shove some bread down your stomach.
Right. Down your throat.
Yeah, but your boys at West Sable Deli ready to go?
Yeah, Sable Sandwich.
Sable Sandwich.
Sable Sandwich are ready to go as soon as I give them the bread. Go ahead.
Boomer's going to do it like a wine tasting. You just chew the bread and then spit it out.
Spit it, yeah.
nutty, flavorful, sort of like a pumpernickel. I'll try the next one.
That's a little sourdoughy. Good consistency.
Yep. Is it gluten-free?
God. I can't stand you. I mean, we're all eating these steaks. And
I was thinking about
delicious.
Maybe doing it on Ezekiel bread.
I've had many. When I did that whole 30 there for a while, I had some Ezekiel bread. That Ezekiel bread, you keep it in the freezer. It's okay.
You keep it in the freezer?
Yeah, you got to keep it in the freezer.
Yeah, as my coach from Prolon was saying, you could do a little Ezekiel bread to come off the fast. I'm like, okay.
Tell us about it.
All right. I don't think I've ever had it.
Ezekiel bread. No, it's actually it's pretty good. It's like grain-free bread. It's not that bad. It's if you're missing bread and you're like in a severe diet situation, which it sounds like you are.
Right.
Some sort of severe crash diet for Gunner's wedding. I can't wait for you to just go back
to
normal.
No, I'm not on a severe crash diet.
Oh, yes, you are.
I am fine now. I'm back up and running.
No, you're not.
Yes,
you didn't even take a porterhouse home yesterday. What are you talking about? You're talking about, I'm not going to have a lot of bread. I'll have a little bit of bread. Not going to have a lot of bread. Stop it.
And he's telling us all about all the vegetables he ate yesterday during the break.
Oh, that was private, Eddie.
Oh.
I can't even have a private conversation with you.
Yeah. Before, you lifted up one cheek and you were... had a lot of roasted vegetables last night. It's really getting to me. The salmon was good in the air fryer.
Oh, yeah. The salmon was good in the air fryer.
Man. So when are you going back to normal? After the wedding? So no more of this nonsense? You do towards right before football season, you do a crash diet, too, to get you ready for the NFL today.
Right.
You do one of those.
And then I slowly get bigger and bigger and bigger as the season goes on, right?
By the time Christmas comes, and then you're basically...
Look, it's the stress, it's the no sleep, it's the dealing with the Phil Simmonses of the world. I mean, it's just nonstop in the fall. You know that.
I understand. Trust me, man. Look at me. I'm a yo-yo. The fluctuation is continuing. And that steak, I cannot say enough about that steak. Did you cook yours yet, Al?
Actually, it's on the schedule for this evening.
Oh, my God. He has that Joe G at Citarella has the best freaking meat in the world.
Yeah.
What's a reverse sear? Is that doing it at the end you're talking about?
Yeah, you put it in on the grill, but not over the direct heat for like almost an hour because it's a 2-inch steak, so it takes a while, and you don't want a super high heat.
Mm-hmm.
And so then when it gets to a certain temperature...
You want to slow cook it.
Correct. And it gets to whatever temperature for whatever medium or well done or rare, whatever you're looking for, when it gets to that temperature, then you sear it. You turn up the heat, you sear for like 2 minutes aside.
Okay.
But in between that, there's a whole thing. You have to, like, let it rest in the foil. Then you put it to sear, and then you rest it after that. So it's the moisture and the thing. And it's very involved.
It sounds like it is.
A lot of pressure.
YouTube 100%, this thing.
I did it like I got about 5 different ones. And sort of whatever, something that every one of them said, I added that to the process.
I'm telling you, I love this Le Creuset pan thing that you go, you sear it on the pan, and you throw that pan into the oven, and all the juices are in the pan, and you take like a spoon, and you get the juices, and you pour it over the steak.
Did you just say Le Creuset?
Oh, yes,
he
I did.
At
Le Creuset.
Now you're dealing with French utensils?
What the hell
is wrong with you?
Do you not have a Le Creuset pan?
You would have never had... A Le Creuset pan in Belport. This is a table thing.
That Le Creuset pan we got when we were married.
That was a gift. That was on the
wedding registry.
Okay,
Le Creuset pan. That thing is amazing.
You would have never known even what a Le Creuset was.
I've never heard of that.
You've seen it. Google it.
I googled it. I've been aware of these pans, but I never knew they were called Le Creuset pans.
Oh, that's amazing.
I have one in Blue Collar Edison. Got a Le Creuset.
So look at this.
Look at you guys.
I know.
What are you, like guys shopping at Sur la table?
I would have loved to.
Sur la table?
Sur la table.
Is that what it is?
I would love to hear you ask your wife if you could get the Le Creuset pan with the money that she holds.
That was her purchase.
Oh, it was. Okay. Yeah. No, the Le Creuset pan's great. Then you get the juices, you get the pot holder. Obviously, those Le Creuset pans that get hot. So you just tilt it a little bit in the spoon and just drizzle the juices back over the steak.
You should be a waiter for like Wolfgang's or.
Those guys make
Peter Luger's.
I know. Those guys get paid.
I know.
It's like a career.
That's what they do. They come out with the spoons.
Oh, yeah.
They take out the potatoes. Yeah. They take out the potatoes, and they take a little piece of the stuff. They steam it on the side of the plate.
Isn't that the greatest?
Yeah.
And then just pour it a little juice, a little more juice, sir. Oh, yeah. Oh, give me all the juice you got. And you're over there with the roasted vegetables and your little olive snack.
And salmon.
And your salmon. Stop.
Just had an elbow.
Just get back to normal, damn it.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Metamucil and Casamigos, and we'll call it the OK Boomer. How's that sound?
Actually, probably would go pretty well.
I would love that.
Yes. But I will tell you, you know, I wasn't kidding you guys. I had a couple five-star bowel movements last week on that fasting thing. Yeah, I'm not kidding you. I mean, it was life-transforming.
Life-transforming. All right.
Or life-altering.
Life-altering. I just am excited for this to all be over.
I haven't had a Metamucil in like 10 days.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Things are working just fine.
Because of your fasting or your weird...
Or the way that I've regenerated my cells or something.
You've had a body reset.
Sounds like it.
It does.
Certainly feels like it.
All right. Very good. I mentioned that weird Chris Paul news earlier.
There's more news.
And there's more, and Jerry's going to tell us about it right now.
Brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. ESPN says Kawhi Leonard not playing tonight. Knee injury. And might not play the rest of the series.
Yeah, it was a Brian Windhorst tweet.
How about that?
The series is in doubt with the Kawhi Leonard knee injury.
Maybe a meniscus or something?
Don't know. Apparently got hurt in game four.
Wow.
So you've got a couple of things going on here. And then, you know, the Suns are waiting to play in the conference finals. And don't know about Chris Paul when or if he will be back. So far, there's been no news about anybody with the Nets being hurt or with the Bucks. Last night, it was the Kevin Durant show. No Kyrie Irving. And James Harden did play, although he wasn't himself. KD goes the full 48.
Approaching 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Kevin Durant with 38 points tonight. Moving into the front court. Out of the right wing. Three all the way. Got it again! 41 for KD! Nets back on top.
Yeah, well, he wound up finishing.
I'm getting moist.
Yes, 49 points. He was 16 of 23 shooting, barely missed. He had 17 rebounds, 10 assists, 20 of those 49 points in the fourth quarter, 114-108. Nets come back from 17 down to beat the Bucks and take a 3-2 series lead. Here was Durant on TNT, not resting on this night.
I wasn't planning on playing every minute, but as the game started to flow, we got down. I told Coach that, if you need to take me out for a couple, it's cool, but I feel good, and he just let me ride it out.
And he said later...
called him Coach. That was respectful.
He actually always has, yeah. Once the season began, for sure, anyway. I don't know about the other guys. Here was Nash just marveling about Durant.
Man, just... Historic performance. I mean, he played the entire game. He barely missed.
Yep, as we said, just 7 missed shots. Here was Harden, who wasn't himself, but gave 46 minutes. He said he tried to contribute as well as he could.
I tried to go out there and do the best that I can. Hopefully, I gave my teammates some encouragement, some life.
And we heard from Durant last hour and said that was exactly the case. Nets up 3-2, but Durant says it's just 3-2.
I mean, we got another game. We got to travel tomorrow, and we got a game 6. I mean, I can't celebrate because we went up
we won the game. We got another game to try to finish it up.
Big part of this game, Jeff Green, 27 off the bench. He came in, made shots when the rest of the team was really struggling. Blake Griffin, 17 points. He was 7-for-11. Game 6 in Milwaukee tomorrow night. And Giannis at 34, but also had that big turnover where we played last hour down the stretch. Julius Randle of the Knicks, second team All-NBA. Kyrie Irving named to the third team. We mentioned Kawhi Leonard in that Clipper game. Game 5 is tonight in Utah. Series tied 2-2, and you got the 76ers and Hawks back in Philly for Game 5. They are tied at 2 games apiece. I heard this or saw this, went and listened. Charles Barkley was on WJFK in Washington, where he reveals that he sees the end of his TV run and retirement, and partly because you have to be so careful what you say now these days.
It's gotten so out of hand right now. I couldn't imagine having to watch myself. You can't even have fun nowadays without these jackasses trying to get you canceled and things like that. So, but still, just having fun talking about sports. Like, listen, I'm trying to hang on for another couple of years till I'm 60, and then they can kiss my ass.
And then that'd be that.
Was that on the Grant and Danny show?
It might have been. It was WJFK 106.7.
No, the thing about Charles, if he isn't canceled by now, he's never going to get canceled. I mean, you know, he has crossed the line so many different times in so many different ways, but people do like him. He's at times he's refreshing, at times he's maddening, at times he's frustrating. But at the end of the day, he gives you the real deal.
Well, TNT told him he can't do the San Antonio big old women bit anymore. He can't do that. That was a big thing. They got mad at him. So that's the one thing they told him.
Is that new?
Like, no, he's been doing that for a while. It's like, the big old women down in San Antonio eating those churros. Like, that's
no,
his
I'm
thing.
Saying it's new that he can't do that bit anymore.
He can't do it, yeah. So the reason I asked about the Grant and Danny show, that Danny, I believe, does the best.
Ernie Johnson.
No, Charles Barkley impersonation at any better than Frank Caliendo, better than anybody. And it was so good that they put him on inside the NBA and had him interview Charles. Like it became. It was,
really?
If you could. That's too late now.
Well, because I only say that because I was kind of confused listening back. I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Yeah.
And I think he was doing an Ernie Johnson.
He might have done that too. But if you could find that, his name is. It's Funny Danny is his, I believe, his Twitter account. And when I saw him, you know how people, if you ever see like TikTok videos and Instagram videos where people like will lip sync things from movies?
Yes.
I thought that's what he was doing. It was that good of an impersonation. Damn. I thought he was just mouthing to what Charles Barkley actually said. It was a mind blower. It was that good.
It's that good.
It's that good. It's that good of a, if we just played it, you would not know that it was not Charles Barkley.
Almost like play a Barkley and play a Danny and see which one's which.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. I mean, he nails the, like, how Barkley stops his sentences short and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Very, very impressive.
All right, well, if we don't get to it by the time I'm out tomorrow, just remind me
very
and we'll
good.
Do it. Meantime, your ears are going to bleed for just 20 seconds, G.
Hellick trying to clear this up the near boards. This is held in by Coleman. Center point. Right circle, Goodrow. Barkley, Goodrow. To the right point, Ruda. Shoot, score! Yeah, Ruda!
Jan Ruda with the go, well, not the go-ahead goal, but the goal early in the third that proved to be the deciding score. That's Dave Mishkin on Lightning Radio, and hang on, there's more on him coming up in just a few minutes. Lightning beat the Islanders 4-2. You also had goals from Hedman, Palat, and Point, and 24 saves for Andre Vasilevsky. So we are tied at 1 game apiece. The Islanders coming home to play their game number 3 on home ice, and that will be tomorrow night.
Yeah, Thursday night, 8 o'clock. All these games are going to be at 8 o'clock, right? So Thursday,
yes.
Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, if they go all the way to 7 games.
Correct. Exactly right. So that's where we're at. 1-1 home ice for the next couple. All right. So now we get to the baseball, and the Mets wound up beating the Cubs 3-2. Pete Alonso, the game-tying 2-run single, then drove in what turned out to be the go-ahead run with the sac fly, or the game winner, the deciding run, in the 5th inning with a sac fly, and the Mets had that big play in the 9th defensively. Taijuan Walker continues to impress, 6-2, ERA of 2.12. He went 7, struck out 12. All was good in Metland. Here is Pete Alonso on SNY. And they've got a lot more fans in the building, about 18,000 last night. I know they had 27 or 28 for DeGrom on Friday. We'll see what they get tonight. Here's Alonso, though, having humans in the building.
Oh, it's been outstanding. Thank you guys so much for coming out to the ballpark. It really means a lot to us. And Can't wait to keep having you guys. It's seriously awesome. It's awesome. Thank
and they
you
have
guys.
Been really good at Citi Field this year. Overall, they've won 5 of their last 6, 9 games over 500 atop the NL East.
Just a little personal thank you to Pete Alonso. I just connected the Mets with somebody that really needed Pete to reach out to him and to meet Pete. And without hesitation, it was going to be like a Zoom call. And Pete said, nope, I want to meet him in person. I want to handle this the way it needs to be handled. And that guy gets it. So a personal thank you to him for doing what he did last Friday. And it was a special moment for a very special person who needed that meet and greet. And it was great.
Well, tonight you got DeGrom and Robert Stock for Chicago. Yankees beat the Blue Jays 6-5. Clint Frazier, the go-ahead RBI double in the 8th. Yankees 34-32 on the season. And they got Gerrit Cole going tonight against Ross Stripling on the Fan at 6:25. Although Jerry Blevins put out a good tweet, which I retweeted, talking about what MLB is doing with this sticky stuff. What's the matter?
I did a sports minute on it. You didn't hear it?
Oh, all right, cool. Okay. Red Sox beat the Braves. Dodgers beat the Phillies. And the White Sox beat the Rays 3-0. Tyler Glasnow, a partially torn UCL and a flexor tendon strain.
You want to read the
bottom of that? Didn't hear it. No, okay. My bad. Yeah, I was.
Okay.
When was this played?
Probably about, I would say, 40 minutes ago.
All right. Glasnow is blaming the fact that he can't use any substance on the injury because he pitched the last couple of games with nothing and says he was squeezing the ball too tight, and that's what happened to the
essentially
elbow.
Blevins said, if you take an inch, you're going to take, if you give them an inch, they're going to take a mile, and we can't, have nice things.
He was saying the suntan lotion and the rosin, all it did was give you grip, didn't increase spin rate, and everybody went to the nth degree,
right,
and made it ridiculous and
give
made
an
it
inch,
performance
they're
changing.
Take a mile, and that's what happened.
Exactly.
It's kind of like with these Texas license plates.
Yeah.
Give one guy a Texas license plate, now everybody's got one.
I don't have one.
All right, before we get to moment of the day.
Yes, you
this
got
is
it?
The, this is the Charles Barkley impersonation I was talking about from, this guy works in our company. His name's Danny Rouye, and this got over 1 million views because it was the best Charles Barkley impersonation ever. Let's hear it.
This the first half analysis. The half of basketball was played. That's not the whole game. That's half the game. Damon Lillard, he did a step back, but he stepped forward, and then he moved back. He went back about 25 feet. That's probably that travel, but they're not going to call it. Michael Jr. Porter, he made a bunch of shots. Nikola Jokic, he's tall. And Nikola Jokic, Jokic, didn't foul nobody. That was something. That's a good half of basketball between Portland and Cleveland. Back to you, Ernie.
That's great.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah,
that is pretty good.
That got him on the show. They noticed it and put him on the
That's
show.
That's great.
So good for that guy.
That is very cool. All right, time now for Moment of the Day, brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila brought to you by those who drink it. All right, so throughout the morning, we've played clips of Lightning play-by-play announcer Dave Mishkin, and he reminds G of a skit from years past.
There was this woman, Sister Mary Elephant, where it was like Dave Mishkin, where the skit was that she would be talking to a class, and she'd be like, okay, class, everybody calm down. Okay. Everybody, you hear all the kids getting louder and louder, and all of a sudden you're, shut up! Like that. That's what Dave Mishkin is. He calls the game like that. He's like, and then Kucherov over to the puck, and the puck around the board. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's close.
It's very close. He's into it, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's a bizarre reference, but I'm telling you, and I don't know if Eddie can pull it up quick, but I mean, that is exactly who he is and what that broadcast is.
Is it clean, Sister Mary Elephant?
Yeah. All it is just it's the same joke over and over.
Good morning, class.
That's exactly right. How did you remember that?
I don't know. Somewhere in my brain that got dusted off. That's what he is.
Kucherov holds. Back for head and left circle. Shoot! Score!
There you go, guys. Moment of the day. Enjoy.
The great Cheech and Chong with Sister Mary Elephant. Very good. Thank you, Jerry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Apparently there is a massive Girl Scout cookie shortage out there due to COVID-19. Or actually, surplus, not shortage. Surplus. Because I guess people cut out the Girl Scout cookies when things were not going well. Which is surprising to me because they are relatively cheap, the Girl Scout cookies. They are delicious. And you're supporting a cause during that time.
I got a box. Yep. Also think Rob Lowe may have something to do with that, as he is a Atkins endorser, and he's endorsing all of their cookies now, and he's saying he's doing away with the Girl Scout cookies because they're unhealthy.
Rob Lowe is putting a dent into the Girl Scout cookies?
I believe that's who it is.
What a creep.
You have to check that.
No, I know that he's into Atkins. I've seen those commercials.
Okay. Yeah, so he's now supporting their cookie brands because he's claiming that he told them to create these types of cookies. And he doesn't realize the collateral damage is that he's ruining the Girl Scout cookies.
He's basically torpedoing the Girl Scouts.
Yeah, and he actually mentions it in one of his online posts about his brand new cookies for Atkins and how happy he is that they're healthy.
I mean, the Rob Lowe taking out the Girl Scouts like Elon Musk taking out Bitcoin. It's not fair. Influencing the market.
Right.
It's not right.
That's right.
Shouldn't be doing it. But, I mean, I'm surprised that everybody, you know, ate a ton during COVID. I'm surprised that the Girl Scout cookie is one of the things that people didn't buy.
Well, you know, the other reason why I think this happens is because a lot of times at work, somebody will have their daughter in the Girl Scouts.
It's true.
And they'll come to your office. They'll say, hey, will you buy some Girl Scout cookies? And what do we all say?
Oh, yeah, that's sure. Of course, your kid. We love your kid.
Right. So if people aren't going to work, it's another part of the collateral damage to the reaction of COVID-19.
And the door-to-door situation, too, right?
Yes.
The Girl Scouts are up at your door in the neighborhood.
Really sucks.
Hey, we want to buy some cookies? Sure.
Who doesn't love a Thin Mint?
I know. I love a Samoa.
I'm the big Thin Mint guy.
I know. People love Thin Mints. I'd probably rank that third. You know what jumped to second? It used to be Thin Mint second. It was Samoa Thin Mint, but now it's Samoa Tagalong Thin Mint. I think that's the one.
Tagalong?
Or is it the one that the peanut butter chocolate one? Is that the one? Or is that something else? Let me see. Tagalong.
The Tagalong, I think, might be the one that's like a regular plain cookie, then on the bottom is chocolate.
No, this is the tag along. It's Little Brownie Bakers. Crispy cookies layered with peanut butter and covered with a chocolatey coating.
Well, that's according to Rob Lowe, that's no good for you.
Well, of course it's not good for
you're
but
you're a
it's
bad person if you eat it and you suck and you're hurting the environment and the green energy and the whole thing.
Screw him. I don't want to hear it from him. I go, if I want some tag-alongs, I'll eat some tag-alongs, Rob, all right? For Christ's sake.
You eat whatever you want to eat, Biggs.
Damn right I will. Yeah, so anyway, I don't know, but where are all these cookies? Where do they go? I haven't seen any of them, like, around.
Do we send them to where we send old T-shirts and wrong-printed T-shirts?
What, that, like, third-world countries and stuff?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, the other thing, I don't understand this.
What?
So, we have all these vaccines, and, you know, thankfully, 70% of New Yorkers got vaccinated, as evidenced by the fireworks show last night.
Celebration time.
Yeah, celebration time. So, we have millions of vaccines that we're going to be shipping around the world. So why don't we ship them to Canada and to Mexico? They're our neighbors. You know, we have commerce with them at the border, real legal commerce at them with the border. Why don't we ship it to those freaking countries first?
I don't have an answer for you. I do not have an answer. I don't know.
Yeah, that golf tournament's getting closer. Yeah, let's go, Canada.
I need this border to be open, man. Let's go. What the hell is happening up there? And they have 38 million people. That's nothing. It's a drop in a bucket.
Cancel the trip. You're not going. You're not going up there. It's not happening.
Well, I'm not canceling anything.
I'm telling you, you cancel it now.
The Stanley Cup playoffs are starting. You saw that Montreal was in Vegas the other day.
Mm-hmm.
So they allowed the boys to come down south.
Okay.
Now that's essential travel, I guess.
But yours is not.
Well, it is essential. It's essential for the people that live up there and that run the golf course and make money by tourists coming to their town.
Yeah, listen, I'm not going to argue with you.
What the hell are they doing?
Just telling you right now that you better have a plan B.
But don't you think, like, somebody in Minnesota could fill a truck up with vaccines and just drive it across the border, for God's sake?
Probably.
Is it that hard?
Yeah, refrigerated
truck. Is CVS and Walgreens up there in Canada?
I don't know that either. I've been to Canada in a very long time.
I'm sure they have their own sort of brands. Is Target up there?
Yeah. Do it there.
They have a pharmacy.
Yeah, they have a pharmacy. Let's do it. We got to get
What is the government of Canada doing?
I don't know.
I never know what they're doing.
You ask me this question at least three or four times a week, and I don't have an answer for you. I'm sorry.
You have not gotten to the bottom of it.
I have not tried to get to the bottom.
I keep asking you about these freaking license plates from Texas and New Jersey. They're all over the place.
Those either. Yeah, I know. Just absolutely out of control.
So basically, you're telling me if I see a Fugazi, New Jersey, or Texas license plate made out of paper, that person in that car is a fraud.
Yeah, it's a legal activity. Unless there could be a couple of them that actually have it legitimately.
But unfortunately, they may have it legitimately, but they're screwing the system too because they don't want to pay their tolls by mail.
Potentially, yes.
Right. Is it cheap paper? Like if it rains, it's going to like disintegrate?
Yeah, that's why they keep it on the inside of the car.
So yeah, they put it on.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The inside of the back window, but then again, I have seen them, like, laminated. It's unbelievable the degree that people go to.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.